Israel has announced its intention to put on trial prominent Palestinian leader Marwan Barghouti for his alleged connection with attacks on Israel. He's the first senior Palestinian official to be tried by Israel in years. Barghouti ran Yasser Arafat's Fatah organization before his arrest 3 months ago, and he's popular among Palestinians. The plan to try him is the latest example of the deteriorating relations between Israel and the Palestinians. Another is the decision this week to close the offices of a prominent and moderate Palestinian figure at Al-Quds University in Jerusalem. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It was Ariel Sharon's conservative public security minister who touched off the latest turmoil to engulf the Israeli government. Minister Uzi Landau accused the Al-Quds University in East Jerusalem of undermining the sovereignty of the Israeli state by pursuing political aims on behalf of the Palestinian Authority. Naomi Hazan of the largest opposition party, Meretz, says by closing the offices of university president and Palestinian peace negotiator, Sari Nusseibeh, the Israeli government is condemning a man that it ought to be elevating.
This is a man who has courageously opposed terrorism during the past 22 months. This is a person who has been a pillar in the creation of the Palestinian-Israeli peace coalition, and really a man who is a moderate voice and a very, very key person in the attempt by Israelis and Palestinians to keep some channels open for dialogue and interchange.
The White House said the closure of his Jerusalem University offices would neither advance reform nor fight terror. Recriminations within Sharon's own cabinet erupted following the White House rebuke. The episode has also deepened suspicions in the moderate Palestinian camp that Israel is not serious about working with reform-minded figures to ease the tensions. Mahdi Abdul Hadi heads the Palestinian Academic Society for the Study of International Affairs.
This is a shock for the community to realize they don't want to see any Palestinian civil society functioning, even in terms of education and culture, nor a moderate scholar like Mr. Nusseibeh to rise to the challenges of the current intifada.
At the time of the raid, Nusseibeh was in Greece, working on a draft of a new peace initiative with a former Israeli security services chief. The academic leader is the Palestinian representative in Jerusalem and the Palestinian Liberation Organization's commissioner for Jerusalem. Closure of his office was about the law, not politics, according to the prime minister's spokesman today. Under an interim peace accord, the Palestinians are banned from political activity in Jerusalem, the city both sides claim for their capital. Mark Heller of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University says the closures may be a way of trying to remove Jerusalem from any peace negotiations.
This is about the status of Jerusalem. What previous Israeli governments were willing to discuss with respect to Jerusalem is no longer on the table. Personally, I believe that's not a realistic position. I think Jerusalem is on the table.
Heller also believes the closures will backfire.
Because if it is intended to weaken people like Sari Nusseibeh, it will have the opposite effect. Or alternatively, the government will feel constrained to back down. One way or another, it's not going to achieve anything constructive or positive for the Israeli government.
Nusseibeh himself has not been detained, and while his office has been sealed, Al-Quds University remains open. A lawyer for the university denies the charge that its offices were engaged in banned political activity and will challenge their closure as a breach of academic freedom at a hearing with the Public Security Ministry Monday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.